before the show, we all have to get winger shirts.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us at the bar. Don't forget to take care of your server, even if that happens to be you. Let's head over to the table to see what Bob, Jason, and Brian are up to today.
Scratch it.
Well, as you heard, we're going to go see Jackal.
Yeah, July 30th.
July 30th.
At the Sugar Creek Casino.
The massive, world-famous Sugar Creek Casino.
So not only Jackal, but you have Jack Russell's Great White.
Which I'm really actually looking forward to see that. He's an amazing vocalist.
I hope that's not a dog act. Jack Russell's Great White. There's a bunch of dogs barking Great White songs. Actually, that might be pretty good.
And jumping through hoops.
Yeah. They all belong to Jess Dupree from Jackal.
Yeah.
These are my Jack Russells.
Bunch of fucking dogs on stage.
Shit. It ought to be a good show, man.
No, you know, honestly, I think it will.
Will be until one of them hunches up on over there.
Until his chainsaw won't fucking start at the show. He said they're pulling it for 5 fucking minutes. Come on, goddammit. Hey, and we even got a designated driver.
Yes, the wife said she will drive us while she hangs out in the casino, and she hasn't been to a casino and played in quite a few years, so it's almost kind of scary.
I probably need to donate my $10 free play to her.
I will.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So here you go, honey. I'll come out. We're broke.
Right. But with the stipulation that if she hits the jackpot, that we could like reimburse for our trip fees.
Oh, yeah, I would make sure of that. She had a jackpot. Yeah, everything would be taken care of for the whole trip. Right.
She comes out, she just looks funny. It's like, did you spend it all? Yep, spend it all.
Yep, spend it all when we get home. You know what happened.
Yeah, later.
She's got the IRS form in her hand.
Right. What is that? $12,000.
Yeah, that would be nice. What was I going to say, man? There's something else I was going to say.
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know where it's getting started.
You're
going to
play
everyone.
Some song for us.
Huh?
You were going to play.
Oh, yes. I got to play this for you. You guys got to check this out.
Oh, okay. This isn't the one from last week, is it?
No,
not that one.
This is totally different.
No more Ricky Skaggs singing Rick James.
Have you ever heard of Benny Mandrones?
Mardones?
Did I say Mandrones? Mandrones.
Mandrones.
For some reason, I got Mandrones stuck in my head. Have you ever heard of him?
I just pictured Mandrones, like buzzing around at a sorority house right up above the, you know, the window.
Okay, you know, I've got SiriusXM, right? And I've been lately listening to a lot of the Blend station. They play a lot of old metal, mellow 70s, 80s, 90s music. This song came on. Listen to the very beginning of this song.
I know this song.
Yeah.
Now watch his reaction.
Right.
Okay.
I know that song. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I've heard it a million times,
yeah,
man.
But the video really puts context into
it.
What a creeper.
Yeah. I was sitting there watching. I was listening one day, and I was like, did he just say that she was 16 years old?
Yeah. But at the time that he came out with it, he was only like 17.
Nah, shit. He was probably 30.
It came out in 1989. So, Bob, can you look and see when he was born?
Sure. Benny Mardones.
Benny Mardones, not Mandrones.
But I
Benny Mardones.
I thought that much more well-known act. Played that one.
I didn't know it was Benny Mardones.
I've never heard that name before.
Neither have I, but I know the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was came out like in 1989,
just
16 I think.
16 years old. Her dad, don't say her dad. They said, leave it alone.
Yeah.
1946.
Holy shit.
So he's 43 in 89.
Holy shit. And he's now here's the creepy part. When you actually look at the
he's dead now.
Yeah, the actual wiki part of it. It says, it explains in the video that he leaves and walks around back of the house, peering through a window at a girl sitting suddenly in her room. The video cuts to him to a payphone.
Masturbating in the phone booth.
He's speaking to the girl on the phone, and then like he goes back. And I'm like, wow. Because I
know
music has had the history of young ladies.
Absolutely not fucking politically correct today.
And they still play it on their Blend.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. But, you know, our music, it's always been that way.
The video, if you wouldn't see the video, you'd think nothing of it.
Well, have you not heard Billy Idol's Cradle of Love?
Right.
I mean, but that's a pretty hot video.
It really is.
Yeah, you just can't say no to that one.
What about Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Well, how old was Tawny Katane whenever she was spread eagle on Whitesnake's car?
No.
I think she was of legal age.
Speaking of Great White, how did it go? I got blood on my Les Paul. Wait, I got blood on my amp and my Les Paul's beat.
Oh, yeah. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah, Benny Mardone. Yeah. He's dead.
Yeah. Oh, is he dead?
He died of pedophilia.
Complications of heart disease in 2020.
He had Parkinson's disease.
That ain't all he had.
He died at age 73.
God dang, but she was only 16.
In July of 2018, he underwent deep brain stimulation.
Wow. I think his brain had been stimulated enough by that 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know how many times I've heard that. I mean, look, I'm sorry, but look, he looks like a creep. Look at him. Well, I'll pull that back down for a second there. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He would totally ask that 16-year-old girl for her panties.
Yeah, he probably would.
I mean, he looks like the perfect babysitter.
Oh, yeah. He was hanging around the fucking ball field or some shit, you know, still going to high school games and shit. Because, you know, he was trying to pick up a chick. Hey, what's your name, little lady? You like some, rock and roll?
You like some popcorn? You like
a song that I play?
I'm in a band. Check out my Camaro. Six-cylinder Camaro.
God dang, dude. Yeah, I was, like I said, I was just listening. I was like, wow.
Oh, okay. So here it is. That song peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and went platinum. Its success catapulted Mardone into the limelight, but he spiraled into substance abuse that resulted in him being dropped by his label Polydor Records.
Yeah, that's a good excuse.
So he was 34 when he wrote that goddamn song. It says he co-wrote it. Who's the other fucking pedophile that wrote it with him?
That would be Robert Tepper.
Robert Tepper. Let's see what his fucking deal is.
Yeah, I'll see what
he's from Bayonne, New Jersey. Hey!
He's best known for No Easy Way Out from Rocky IV.
Oh, wow.
Rocky IV. Hey!
Adrian!
Right?
That's funny. So those two wrote that together, and...
He is younger than... He's 4 years younger, so he was still 30 fucking years old. So we have two guys in their 30s writing a song about a 16-year-old. Remember, man, you know how 16-year-old girls were? Man, those were awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
Man, I was dating one last year, and her dad was like, leave her alone, man.
We should write a song.
That's some bullshit. And in the video, he's all rolling his eyes like fuck you.
We'll
sneak around back.
Stare
I'm sure if some 34-year-old guy showed up at a house, you know, where there's 16-year-old girl, come here to see your daughter. Not only would he tell him, hey, get fucked and get the fuck out of my house, he wouldn't just close the door and, well, everything should be fine here. He'd be like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm going to shoot you.
I will fucking kill you.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, you ever come here again?
He's left the music industry, and he's now at a daily job at running the roller rink.
Yeah, probably. No shit. Yeah.
No, actually, he's now doing work for writing music for television and film.
Yeah.
And he collaborated on a musical.
The snack bar. You girls like cheddar poppers, man?
Skate on over. When did he die?
He did it. This guy did it. He's still alive.
Oh, that guy's still alive.
Robert Tepper, the younger one.
Yeah,
but
we got your eye on you.
But Mardone died with his dick in his hand and a Teen Vogue in the other.
Oh.
Teen Vogue, is that a thing?
Dude, people are fucked up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Did you know that we were going by one day? We were walking through the kitchen. I missed it because I'm half deaf. All of a sudden, the wife hears this, yeah, I'm gonna do it to you real good. I'm going to stick it to you. I'm going to fuck you or something like that. And she turns around, and it's My Little Pony on the screen. YouTube people are going out there and doing voice dubbing over that. So when the kid's watching, okay. It's like, yay. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to fuck you.
Right?
That sounds like something we would do.
Yeah.
I would never do that, not to a child.
The Care Bear, he's got balls on his stomach. Fuck it. Try these on for some care. Big old sack.
That's crazy. She's like, holy shit.
It does sound like something we would do and enjoy watching.
Instead of shooting light, it shoots something else.
Right, exactly. Care Bear power. Squirt. Fucked up.
That is fucked up. That is fucked up.
Man. Party on, Benny. Whoa. Wherever you are. That great high school in the sky. Shit. sick fuck.
What do you got, Bob?
Okay, so you guys know I changed thermostats in my house about a year ago because we were sitting here sweating our balls off somewhere in like August or September, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure, yeah. Okay.
It's a demon.
Is it
son of a bitch has got a mind of its own. I ended up having to call tech support. They have gotten
you had to call tech support?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
Is it a Nest?
No. It's a Honeywell.
I fight with my Nest one all the time.
Okay.
It thinks it knows what's best for me.
Exactly.
And it doesn't.
That son of a bitch tries to think for me, and I ain't having it.
Yeah, and I've got it to where it doesn't do the interpretive thing. It's still, okay. I'll see, be like mid-morning, and it's turned it up to 78.
Okay.
Fuck that. I'm too old and fat for 78 goddamn
see,
degrees.
That's my thing, because with OG&E Smart Hours, the rates go up from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Right.
So I told it, you know, cool the house down from about 10 a.m., and then whenever 2 p.m. comes, shut off the AC, and we'll roll till 7 and then kick back on. Well, I wake up and it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I just got, you know, it's 60 degrees in the house. I'm going, what the fuck's it doing? Yeah. And then, you know, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's kicking back on. I'm going, no, what the hell's going on? It's got adaptive technology built into it. What it's trying to do is it's trying to determine how it wants to look at your set points as its goal. And so at 2 p.m., it wants to be at, you know, 80 degrees or
right.
And it, you know, at 7 p.m. it wants to be at 70 degrees, and I don't want that. So I had to call them, and we had to go through the menu of options, and there's a special code 13 that if it's set to 0, that it won't do an active technology, but if it's set to 1, then it will.
So back in the day, that was on an energy management system for commercial equipment and industrial equipment. That was called Optimal Start, and it figured out that this is the temperature we would like to maintain or we would like to be at when business hours start at this time.
Right.
Based off of trends we've been storing in our data here from all these sensors, you know, if we shut off at this time, it takes this long to bring the building to temperature. So it would figure out when it needed to start. Well, now all that's technology that's in the palm of your hand size, right. You know, piece of equipment in your house. But my Nest thermostat, it doesn't overcool the house, although sometimes it does. In the middle of the night, it wants to turn it down to 70. Wow. I don't need it at 70 degrees.
That's crazy.
I'm constantly going and putting that thermostat at 74. And the next thing you know, 78. And in fact, one time I walked by and it was like, why don't you go take a walk, fat ass?
You know, I figured how to fix all that. You know what I did?
Throw it in the goddamn trash and get a fucking analog thermostat if you can find one.
I stuck a regular digital up there with no presets, no nothing.
Yeah.
I set it to 74, 73, whatever I want, and I don't ever touch it.
Yeah.
And I'm on OG&E averaging.
Yeah.
And my bill doesn't get over $80 pretty much year-round, except summertime it might get up to 150, 160, right. And that's it.
Well, I'll tell you.
I told them to fuck off. I'm tired of dealing. Those things are annoying.
I don't do OG&E Smart Hours. You know, they had that fucking stat they'd come, you know, and give you or whatever and install for you years ago. I didn't want to do that, you know, and it'll send you alerts and all that. Fuck you, OG&E. I know what I want.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Anytime OG&E has a program to help benefit you, you can evermore believe it is not to benefit you.
Well, it's to benefit them.
It's to benefit them. Because of the cost of fuel. For, you know, they've got it. Yep. I mean, they've got it down, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and operators at plants for them and stuff that, you know, that generate electricity. Oh, my God, I've known some of them. They're like, man, at a moment's notice, you know, they'll call and say, you're on grid right now. Right now. So back in the day, they used to have the peaks program.
I remember that.
During the hottest part of the day, it would cycle your air conditioner off when it's 90 degrees outside for 15 minutes an hour.
Right.
To save you money. No, it was to keep from having to spin up
another generator
that's – you have ready reserves, you have spinning reserves. They didn't want to have to spin it up because the hottest part of the day, people are coming in from work, school, whatever, opening fucking fridges, doors, and all this other shit. And it was a big demand on them. And a surge, they didn't want to have to bring on more shit because it – wasn't cost effective for them. And they'd give you a little break on your bill. You're helping them. Don't ever think for a fucking second that OG&E is doing any goddamn thing good for you.
No.
None of them do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in business.
Absolutely.
I don't like OG&E anyway, but I have to deal with them because they're the utility provider.
Right.
But I was looking at a job that they had available a few years back, and I was talking to them about it, and they wanted me to manage a team of folks that handled their IT modernization effort.
Right.
And I was like, well, are we dealing with anybody offshore? And they're like, yeah, we've got two offshore teams. So I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
But that offended me because every customer that they've got is an Oklahoma customer.
Yeah.
but they're taking they're setting profits every year.
You bet.
But they're taking their profits and their revenue, and they're spending that on overseas labor, so they don't have the ability to, you know, put money back into the community that they serve.
Well, not only that, they're raising everybody's bill because of bad weather that happened and all the infrastructure. So, you know, it's they do this shit regularly. You know, they managed to get a rate hike, and it's going to be for what, the next 10 fucking years or some shit. Fuck OG&E. And fuck ONG, too. They can all suck my fat sack.
Well, what I've been dealing with this week is OEC.
Get that as a bumper sticker.
If you look on a map of OEC's fiber coverage, it covers every part of West Norman except my neighborhood. And I'm not talking about like square mile. I'm talking about my individual neighborhood, three streets, whatever it is that goes around.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So I guess you're getting AT&T through here, right?
No. I haven't ever.
Do you have an HOA?
Yes.
They might have been battling with the HOA over in, you know, because of the infrastructure.
But anyway, I get a door tag a couple of weeks ago that said, hey, here in the next week or so, we're going to be marking utility lines because OEC is bringing in fiber. So that happened this week during the monsoon.
Yeah.
They marked all the utility lines, and I've got the crookedest ass gas line. I can see where the pipe goes into the house. I can see where the meter is, and you'd think that'd be a straight shot. No. No, it's not. It's like they're dog-legging that thing in from the way over the outside. I was like, that don't make any sense. But anyway, right. You know, maybe they were high that day.
Have you ever seen Cox put their wires in the ground?
Yeah, about 2 inches under.
Yeah, 2 inches under. But they, like my dad's house years ago, they were going to lay it, and they had it like kind of zigzag like a snake all the way through the yard. Well, Dad thought they were going to straighten it up. He went and watched them. Nah, they just stuck in the ground exactly the way it was laid on the ground. He's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, I had to have Cox. Went to have Cox installed at a house that I bought. And this house, the owners who had the house built originally had never had Cox there, although there was a hub out front. Now, keep in mind, I'm on an acre of ground out there. So they had to run a long cable to, you know, and they laid it out, and they had somebody come and trench, and I even marked it. Here is where the path my wires go. This is a clear shot. You're not going to hit any of the in-ground sprinkler system.
Right.
But the wires are over here at the control box that come from here. You will hit those if you're not careful. Here's some bright orange paint. What did they do? They cut the goddamn line.
Goddamn.
And they said, yeah, man, we'll go get somebody out here to splice it. I said, like, fuck you, Will. You'll run a new goddamn line from the controller in the garage all the fucking way out there to the goddamn, you know, the valve box.
That's the way I said it.
And that's just the way it's going to fucking be. And they said, okay, it's fine. So they get somebody to do that. Well, I had nothing but problems. It was phone and cable and, you know, TV and everything.
Right.
Data. Nothing's working right. Nothing's working right. It's spotty. So I call Cox. You know, they keep saying, yeah, man, the signal's all right. And they finally send some old boy out, and he's like, look at the size cable they ran. He said, that goddamn coax is too small. They need the bigger, heavier one for this long run from the closest hub. He said, oh, that's got to come out, and they got to put another one in. So they did. What do you think they did?
Splice your
They cut that goddamn line again and had to run another one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking holy retards, shit. Man. I'll tell you what. Of course, that's all contractors doing that, you know, for Cox.
That's when they screw up, when they get contractors.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, no, get me wrong. Some contractors really believe in their work, but a lot of them don't.
I mean, they did do a straight line, you know, and everything. You know, they had to, you know, come all the way across the yard and then make a turn and do another straight line down to the side of the house. But, yeah, every time, man, it's like I marked it. You're going to have to watch this spot. Hand dig that spot. Okay, man. You know, they get it every time.
You going to jackal?
Right? Man, I'm sorry. I'm pretty fucked up. I went to the Benny Cardone fucking memorial and. Or Mardone. Whatever the fuck, I was already forgot his name.
I know, I've already forgot.
Yeah, Mardone, because you said Mandrone.
I know, I don't like know where I said, I got that
which from. Would actually be more important. You can see him out there piloting a drone to the 16-year-old's window.
I was gonna,
that's it. Take off your panties, man.
Yeah.
I wonder how many 16-year-old girls showed up to his funeral.
Fucking none. So any 60-year-old.
The ones that were 16 at one point probably showed up to his funeral.
Right?
Okay, so.
No, there was a restraining order against
him. Do you think anybody ever looks back on a song they wrote like that and go, That wasn't a good idea.
Probably, man. He don't care if it made him some fucking money.
Yeah, that's true,
too. You know? Yeah. But, yeah, that date raper, fuck him. He's probably the nicest old boy you ever want to meet.
Probably
man,
was.
Man, I was writing it from a teen's perspective. You know, yeah. A 17-year-old, whatever.
Then why did the dad tell you yeah. she's only 16? Well.
And why did you keep new packages of white cotton panties and white tank tops in your dressing room behind, you know, backstage? Hey, put these on, honey. Y'all want a pillow fight? Yeah. That just sounded creepy. I'm the one that came up with that.
I know. You're making fun of him, and you.
These white cotton panties with these little flowers on it'd be perfect, baby. I'll sign an autograph for you.
So back to our cable discussion.
let's you know, ixnay on this 16-year-old ussy pay.
So Cox is running me about $65 a month now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
250 meg down, but they only get 10 meg up.
Yeah.
And there's a data cap at like 1.2 terabytes a month.
Something like that. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
All right. OEC, gig down, gig up, no data cap.
There's no data
no
cap?
No data cap, and it's $85 a month.
So fucking
A. Man, so you can run a server out of your house.
Well, what I was thinking is, since I'm putting in my video wall,
yeah.
What I'm really looking forward to is NFL season coming up and being able to watch several games at the same time. Well,
in your underwear.
I've been debating on how I'm going to do that, whether I'm going to go with, yes, in my underwear.
Took a minute. I knew it was going to hit him in a minute.
Maybe my robe. I don't know. I may not even have
her underwear. Right, just completely buck-ass new with a big bucket of popcorn.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Bag of in-the-shell peanuts. So I've been looking at what it's going to cost me for... I've been trying to figure out if I've got enough data coming in on this Cox plan to feed multiple streams of a 4K video feed for NFL season.
Right.
Probably not.
Probably not. So I've been looking at, okay, do I do DirecTV again and have all that shit and everything?
This will be perfect, man.
This will be perfect. All I've got to do is OEC. I'll get the DirecTV streaming thing, Sunday Ticket. And the Sunday Ticket has a special rule that you can power as many TVs in your home as you want.
Right.
Oh, there's really?
No. That's restrictions.
Nice. Yeah.
So.
You'd be inviting everybody from the bar back to here, huh?
Either that or Sundays, they normally don't open up till noon or till 4 p.m. Yeah. So.
Let them get their own goddamn peanuts in the shell.
Shit.
Man, fiber's making its way out there to where I'm at, and I'm anxious to get rid of Cox, because fuck Cox.
Yeah, Cox is, you know, that's why they recently upped their internet, because they know they're getting close. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Stay with us. Nah, you've already done your shit.
I got a weird email the other day, a couple of months ago. It was like, hey, all you've got to do is reset your modem, and you're going to be increased from 150 megabit to 250 megabit, and... no extra charge. I'm like, well, can I just keep the 150 megabit and y'all just knock some off my bill? Because I don't use what I've got anyway.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, no, we can't do that.
No, they can't do that.
Yeah. So, you know, their motto is unhappy with our service. Why don't you go rot in hell?
Dude, true story.
Didn't you work for them for a while?
Yes. I worked for Cox for a little while, and this is a true story. I had a lady get on the phone. She was so pissed. Everything was wrong. Nothing was right. They installed wrong. No, wait. And the install was okay, but all the channels, the internet, everything was wrong. And she wanted to cancel right then. No ifs, ands, or buts. I said, hey, just give me a minute. Let me see if I can. She goes, no. And I said, ma'am, seriously, give me one. She goes, I'll tell you what. If you can fix this in one shot, she goes, I'll stay. I said, okay. So I got on there and
canceled her account. No.
So I get it all done, bitch. Right? And it's good. And then I asked her to reset everything. And I said, is it there? And she goes, holy shit. She goes, it's all here. And she goes, my internet's right. This is right. This is right. She goes, I'll stay. She goes, thank you. She goes, the last three fuckers couldn't get it right. And I said, you're welcome.
She said, now let's test it by sending an email, a picture of your kitty.
Yeah, of your kitty. 2 days later, I get called in the office. And the guy said, we want to discuss with you about this call that you took from so-and-so customer. I said, yeah. And I thought I was going to get praised. You know, hey, good job. He goes, next time, just let her cancel.
No shit.
And why? I go, because he said we had plenty of people on the lines that need to get new service and everything. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't give a shit. He goes, you cancel her. You don't sit there and waste your time trying to fix everything. Just cancel.
Yeah, they're cocksuckers.
I was like, are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah. And I go, wow, I thought I was getting in here to like get appraised. He goes, no, actually, we're going to have to watch your phone calls now. I was like, oh, wow. Fuck you.
I didn't stay there very long, did you?
Well, what happened was my mom had passed away, right, and I'll never forget this, which was really sweet of them. I came in after being off for almost a week, and I came in. They had a huge card there that said, "Hey, Brian, sorry for your loss," and blah, blah, blah. I said, "Hey, thanks, guys," you know. And I went, took one phone call, and this guy was a total fucking prick. Hung up on him, walked in the manager's office, handed my badge over, and said, "I quit." He goes, "Whoa, hang on, Brian. Hang on just a second. What's going on?" I said, "Dude, I can't deal with these people." I said, "I've lost my mom. My head's not right." And he goes, "Okay, well, Brian, you know, why don't you just try to hang out?" I said, "What the hell was that?"
It's Alexa in another room.
What the hell's her problem?
Jealousy.
Probably.
What's your problem, you old bitch?
So anyways, I looked at him. I said, "Let me tell you how this is going to go." I said, "If you tell me to stay here, that computer and that phone's going to find itself across the room, and I'm going to be pissed, I'm going to cuss, I'm going to break shit, because that's how I feel right now." And he reached across the desk, grabbed my badge, said, "All right, Brian, well, you take care. It's nice working with you." And that was the end of that.
Right?
Yeah, it just fucking pissed me off.
Yeah, fuck that. Fucking dealing with the public sucks anyway, but yeah, Cox does not care.
We used to have one guy that everybody laughed because they all at least got him once. I got him three times. Shit. He always thought that we were monitoring his home. And he goes, "I'm not hitting my wife like you think I am. There ain't no way in hell. I don't know why y'all think that." And he would get on my ass. I said, "Sir, we can't see. Oh, I know you can see what I'm doing. I know that you know what's going on. That little box in that TV, that was not me smacking my wife." And he would seriously say shit like that. Maybe I got it three times. Hey, there's that famous one of her booty.
Who the fuck is that?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. Bob's favorite video. Who the fuck is that?
I was looking through a list of other songs that haven't aged well to see if I could find any that, you know, I was personally offended by. Actually, I wasn't even offended by the other
Katy Perry seems just trashy enough for me that, you know, that I would like that. I would like to.
Well, you know, Russell Brand was they were had some kind of long-term relationship there for a while.
Right. I don't know how she stayed with that.
Oh, there we go. You're going to be a girl soon. Yes.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Urge Overkill.
Yeah, you'll be a woman soon.
Yes. Yeah, that was an old Neil Diamond song that Urge Overkill redid.
Jesus.
You know, I should have known that. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yes.
That hairy Greek looking motherfucker.
You don't like Neil Diamond?
Girl, you're going to be a woman soon. Yeah, fuck him. I like Neil Diamond, but he can suck my balls too.
You just want everybody to suck your balls.
No, not everybody. Some of it is just, some of it I want a good long lawn mowing session first. So they're well seasoned.
Who else we got, Bob? Okay, that was
considering Urge Diamond Overkill. Was 25 when he wrote this. It seems a bit suspect, yeah.
Brown Sugar. Yeah, but that song was more about hooking up with a black lady. That's all that was.
Right.
What's wrong with that? Brown Sugar, you like it.
Well, it says the lyrics allude to the abuse of black slaves by their masters and the infatuation with young black girls as sex objects.
So?
You're such a fucking piece. It's like, look, Benny Mandrone over there. You're like, you sick son of a bitch. And Jagger's over here. Brown Sugar! You're like, man. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, but you got to think about it, though. If he said, let's say he came out and said, "Nah, I don't find black women attractive." Well, now he's a racist. Well, okay. He's talking about how he finds them attractive.
Whenever Mick Jagger himself says, "Yeah, I kind of missed the mark on that one." I mean, come on.
It says he attempted to draw comparisons with the slave trade, the heroin epidemic of the 70s, and his own love interest. He's like, look, I'm just going to tell you, I love heroin, black girls, and the slave trade.
He missed the mark with that one.
Saying he likes black girls does not mean that he's not racist.
Yeah, now this song right here, I'm very, very well familiar with.
See, I'm not. I don't think I've ever even heard
it. Yeah, it's called All in the Family.
By Korn?
Yeah, it's them and him and Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit ragging on each other how they like to bang their own cousins and stuff.
Okay, right? Yeah, the track comes along across like a couple of school kids trading juvenile insults about subject matter they don't have the awareness to understand.
So the last album that Steely Dan produced, Two Against Nature, they had a song in there called Cousin Dupree. That is fucking awesome. About how he comes to stay, you know, at his aunt's house and he sees his cousin that, you know, he's like, "My, how you've grown," you know, all this other stuff. Yeah, he wants to fuck his cousin. Okay, so it's a brilliant song. I love it.
So here we have Ted Nugent with Jailbait.
Right? Fucking Nugent. The Nuge is a weirdo anyway.
He's a little different.
He's a nut job.
Yeah. He's a rich nut job, but yes, he's a nut job.
Well, I don't care if you're just 13. You look too good to be true. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, dude, rock music's had that for history. Oh, yeah. For years. Well, hell, even rap, I think, has that.
Right.
Country music's more like, whatever. You know what I realized the other day?
Bob, dude, looks like a lady.
Yeah. You know, the other day, it occurred to me. If man had not invented trucks, tailgates, beer, and back roads, country music would not exist.
They'd be out there on their tractors, yeah. Sitting on the back of a combine, baby.
Yeah, talking about something else, I guess.
Here we go with Kiss. Christine 16.
Oh, right? Shit. Something about that 16 mark just hits them.
You dirty, dirty bastards. Which, who was it that basically, you know, had his groupie with him and somehow got fucking guardianship of her? Who was that? Was that with Led Zeppelin? Was that...
That wasn't a band, was it? That was...
No. Woody Allen.
No, he got guardianship. And like, she was underage. Let me see if I can find that.
Okay, I'll see if I can find that, because I don't know anything about that one.
Okay. Wasn't that Matt Gaetz?
Bill Gaetz, maybe?
No, yeah. Matt Gaetz, the politician from Florida.
No. Bill Gaetz just visited the island. I think. Did they find him some stuff on there with him on there?
I don't think so. Yeah, Windows.
Jimmy Page. Yeah, 14-year-old.
Jimmy Page did that?
Jimmy fucking Page. You don't hear about it much, but here we go. Jimmy Page dated a 14-year-old girl while he was in Led Zeppelin. Lori Maddox was part of the Los Angeles groupie scene beginning in the 70s. According to Maddox, Page became infatuated with her and had a roadie bring her up to his suite at the L.A. Hyatt House. So, this is kind of a well-known deal, but it was Jimmy Page.
They called that the Riot House.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you. He was totally banging. Here's 11 rock stars who slept with underage girls. Why are we even looking this up?
Because it all started because of what I said earlier. But it is interesting. Let's because see. Rock music is known for that.
David Bowie.
I believe that.
So Lori Maddox, the same girl that Jimmy Page was boinking, repeatedly has told the story how she lost her virginity to Bowie when she was 14.
Wow.
Let's dance, baby. Sick fuck. And then it tells the story. I don't want to. And she's all proud of it. Jimmy Page. She's all proud of it.
Okay, so Tawny Kitaen. We talked about her earlier.
Yes.
Right.
At 14 years old, she got a backstage pass to see Peter Frampton.
Oh, we know how that went.
And she saw the VIP treatment that Frampton's girlfriend was getting, and she wanted to live that life. So while she was in high school, she started dating the Rat guitarist.
Yes, yeah, Robin Crosby. Yeah, I remember that.
And they moved in together as teenagers.
Oh, you know that was going. Yeah, he died of AIDS later.
Ooh.
Yeah, he died a horrible death.
Oh, I didn't know she had a year-long affair with O.J. Simpson.
Are you serious?
Yeah, while he was married to Nicole Brown Simpson.
Holy shit. I did not know that.
That she married David Coverdale.
Sound like the glove was a fitting then.
Right. Okay, check it out. That Nugent thing we're talking about, the lyric is, I don't care if you're just 13, you look too good to be true, I just know that you're probably clean. It's quite all right, I asked your mama. Wait a minute, officer, don't put those handcuffs on me. Put them on her and I'll share her with you. Says the lyrics are creepy, especially the part about asking girls' parents for permission to share their daughter with a police officer to evade arrest. What's even creepier, though, is Nugent couldn't legally marry 17-year-old Pele Massa in 1978, so he arranged with her parents to become her legal guardian. They would stay together for 9 years, and Nugent would say at that time he was addicted to girls. Let's see.
So his wasn't drugs or alcohol, it was women.
So,
like Gene Simmons.
Julie Holcomb was just 16. She just turned 16 when she met Steven Tyler. Let's see.
Damn.
Yeah. I got her backstage. Well,
okay, look at Elvis.
Oh, well, yeah, fuck Elvis.
Yeah, how old was she? She was like
14.
Yeah.
Look at goddamn Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, married his own cousin.
Wasn't she 14 and his cousin?
Yeah.
She was 13.
13 and his cousin.
Hell yeah, we're married.
Marvin Gaye is another one. Let's see, who else?
I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones.
Marvin Gaye wouldn't get it on.
Well, yeah. Wyman began a sexual relationship with a teenage girl in the mid-80s.
Why can't I remember his name? A reggae legend.
Oh, Bob Marley?
Bob Marley. I think he was known for that, too. He had a lot of younger women in his life.
Iggy Pop, Mick Jagger. But we're really dancing around the biggest fucking offender of all time, that cocksucker R. Kelly. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're right. They actually had a special on him.
Yeah. I hope he fucking rots.
Oh, dude, have you seen his drama when he gets out of bed? He gets just upset.
Fucking such a little bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I hope he gets raped in prison. And that's a horrible thing to say, but I hope he does.
Yeah, he deserves it. I tell you one of the funniest things I ever saw. Apparently, they had him. I guess he came on America's Got Talent or one of those shows. And somebody, the part where he's going, carrying the note. Well, they kept editing it, where the note carried forever. And they'd go back to the judges, and they were all, like, smiling and clapping. People actually believed that he was carrying that note that long. If you read through there, people were like, no, this is fake. Oh, no, he's that good of a singer. I'm like, you fucking idiots.
Fuck R. Kelly. Damn, we're doing another show about music.
I know. I enjoy it. Okay, so my music.
To segue out of R. Kelly.
Yes.
You know those new toilets they've got where you press the one button if you pee?
Is it really a segue? R. Kelly toilet ping? Yeah, I mean, it's connected. Yeah.
Well, then, now then for the number two button, Amber Heard. So you got,
right?
Do you need to take an R. Kelly or an Amber Heard?
Yeah,
exactly. There you go. That's a good point. You can label them that.
Yeah.
So let me guess. Are these real toilets you're talking about?
Yeah, they've got toilets out now that they have dual buttons.
It's designed to only flush so much water.
Water.
Wow, that's nice.
So you end up flushing the damn thing 8 times. To
get rid of
it. Well, you know the old environmentalist adage, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Fuck that. I'm not going to sit there with fucking... with fucking 12 pisses and big foamy ass pisses in the toilet. I'm sorry, I'm flushing the motherfucker.
I had a friend of mine.
Fuck your fresh water.
He used to get in arguments with his stepdad, and they would both had a competition where they wouldn't flush the toilet.
Oh, Jesus.
His mom went in there one day, and it was piled with shit and piss, and she got all over their ass, and they finally had to get a plunger and clean it out. Yeah, they were just being mean to each other.
What?
Yeah, they wouldn't flush.
I had a friend that could... Let me tell you, this guy could deuce out faster than anybody I've ever seen. And I don't mean just squeak out.
Did you watch him?
No. We would time him.
Oh, okay.
He'd be like, I got to take a shit. He'd run in the bathroom, and we'd start timing him. In a minute, this motherfucker could pinch out a bowl wrapper, and he'd leave it for you as proof. He'd be like, God damn, how do you shit that much that fast in like a minute?
Yeah.
Man, have his ass wiped and done. That son of a bitch was the shitter.
That's pretty amazing.
That was his superpower. The coiler.
Well, the coiler.
Well,
you know, early in life, whenever I was dating a lot more than I am now, I tried to get it to the fact that I could actually take a dump as quick as I could pee. That way they wouldn't know that I was taking a dump.
You're taking a shit?
Don't you hate those days?
God damn.
I'll never forget. Remember when I was dating...
Or when you're gassy.
When I was dating Andrea from high school.
Yeah.
Andrea, I was at her house, and I needed to shit so bad. I went to the bathroom, I took a shit, and I was like, oh, I came out of the room. I tried to shit as fast as I could, got out of there,
yeah.
Turned their fan on. The minute I come out, she goes, I got to go pee.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes,
I was
you
like,
do.
I just, you know, hey, you, I got to go pee. She went in there, she came out going, and I was like... I was like, this sucks.
And now you'd have like baited her. You're like, no, honey, let me go first.
Yeah, I should have something. But.
Yeah, and then when you get on, like that video I sent y'all, that woman, she's on her work call. And that guy comes in and forces that loud ass fart and that look of shock and panic on her face. And she's all like, don't know what to do. And she's all, shh.
Well, I'm doing that. Yeah,
she's on a Zoom call and he's in there going, violate her airspace.
Yeah, that was an awful thing.
When you get married, man, that's the greatest thing ever, man. You know?
I just super daddy for pants.
I used to do that to the kids, man. I'd take a big nasty shit, you know, and then be like, y'all come here right now. You know, what? Come here. Like they're in trouble. And they'd come, what? And come in and then push them in the bathroom, hold the door closed. And they only fell for that about twice. And then they got to where I'd be like, come here right now. And they're like, no.
No.
And you could tell they were scared, like, oh, fuck, what if we're really in trouble about something? Yeah. But, he was just in the bathroom. They're willing to take the gamble. Poor kids.
Mine was almost in reverse right now. My daughter, my youngest one.
Right.
You can go walking by the bathroom, and then she'll be like, Hey, Dad. Door wide open there, just taking a big old shit. I'm like, can you at least shut the door? She goes, sorry, Dad, I got a growler.
Yeah. When I was a kid, Dad would never shut the fucking bathroom door.
Yeah.
Bathroom door wide open in there just fucking shit and some rotten shit. And me and my sister would be like, it stinks in here. He'd be like, light a match. Never in the history of bathrooms, shitting, and matches has that combination resulted in something positive. It just smells like fucking burnt sulfur and shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Light a match.
The ex-wife, one time, I was like in the room and my computer turned around. She had the door wide open. And I looked at her and I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm taking a shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know, there's certain ways that I want to see you and certain ways that I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Annie's not like that.
So, I'll tell you, man. So, you know, I was married for many, many years and it still does not matter. It didn't matter how long. You are not going to be in there when I'm taking a shit. And I am not going to be in there when you're taking a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're in there when I'm peeing. I don't care if you're in there.
Oh, peeing's fine.
I don't care if you're in there peeing, but this is my time.
Yeah, they're pinching off a loaf. I don't want to be around.
You leave me alone, and I'm going to leave you alone. And she would fuck with me. You know, later on, you know, I'd be in there, you know, doing my business, you know, taking a leisurely dump, and she'd bang on the door. What are you doing in there? And I'd be like, you fucking asshole.
You trained her well.
I'd be yelling, get away from me.
Well, I wonder if she got those ideas.
Yeah, no shit, because, you know, I would do horrible things to her, but, you know, like she'd be taking a shower, and I'd sneak in there with a pan of cold water and throw it over the shower curtain.
I used to do that to him.
Yeah. Or go out and shut off the cold water to the hot water tank, which immediately, you know, ends the flow of hot water because there's no pressure in it. And you could hear her screaming and cussing. She'd get goddamn mad. But sometimes I'd just do it, not even because I thought it'd be funny, but just because fuck her.
Well, back in the day, me and Brian, we'd be going places doing things. And I'd say, what time do you want me to be at your place? And he'd tell me, and then I'd get there, and fucker's in the shower.
Yeah.
Like, okay, where's the pitcher of water?
Oh, shit.
Well, you told me. You said you were going to be there. I didn't know anything about being in the shower. I mean, come on. Maybe I was waiting for you.
So, you know, why is it?
Man, no. It's,
so I was.
Just no.
I was dove hunting one time. And you know, I was dove hunting, and we'd gotten two hotel rooms for this group of guys that we were all dove hunting together. And it was a drunken fucking mess. We'd gotten done hunting for the day. And one of my buddies is going, he's going to go, there's like four of us staying in this room. There's two beds and, you know, we're sleeping on the same fucking bed, you know, two of us per bed. And my buddy, he's like, I swear to God, if I wake up in the middle of the night and you're cupping my fucking balls, I'm going to beat your fucking ass. And he was built like a fucking gorilla anyway. You know, and I'm in one of those coffin bags, you know, sleeping bags zipped up to the fucking neck because I'm like, fuck this. But so one of our buddies decides to take a fucking shower. Well, we're all in the bathroom drunk with the door while he's showering. He's like, stop it. Get the fuck out of here. He's washing his hair. And one of the other guys eased the curtain back and was, and the water's running all over, you know, pissing on his leg. While he's got his eyes are closed, he's got shampoo, and we're all laughing about it. He realized what happens. You cocksuckers! He's all mad. Later,
he just got R. Kelly.
Yeah, that dude passed out during the fucking night. One of the guys got up behind him like he was fucking, because he was laying there with his mouth kind of open. You know, on his, one of the guys was up behind him like he was fucking him, you know. And then the guy that got pissed on pulled his goddamn cock out and had it right by his fucking face.
Oh, my God.
And I still got a grainy cell phone picture. I still got that goddamn picture. And he's like,
a flip phone picture?
Yeah, he's like, I swear if you ever show him that picture, he's like, you know he'll kill us both. He'll kill us. And it was the God dang, it sounds awful gay now looking back the whole thing. So we're at this shitty little hotel, and it's, you know, it says American owned. Right. No, it smelled like curry and vomit in the office.
Yeah.
And the sign says affordable rates, but the ES had fallen off of it. It just says affordable rat. But right next to this little podunk town, right next to the fucking hotel, you know, it's or motel. It's just a pull up front, single level. Is a goddamn Pizza Hut. I mean, right next door. Well, we'd been hunting. We'd already started drinking while we're hunting, which is always a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Was it one of the good beer. Pizza Huts that you could go sit down, order a pizza?
Absolutely. And actually, it was a little bit. So,
get the big red glasses.
Yeah, I'm drunk as fuck. And I decide to make a beer-kini, which is beer can bikini. So I have two beer cans that I've cut and, you know, cut and folded over, you know, for the bikini part, and made, took a shoelace and made a fucking bikini bra out of these beer cans. And then for
what
the,
kind of beer?
For the, I don't even remember. It was probably fucking Natty Light or some shit.
Schlitz.
But, yeah, some cheap ass beer.
Midnight so, Dragon.
No, I don't think it was that bad. So, so okay. So for the lower, take the can and cut it and flare it out. You know, make the little cuts all the way around it, flare it out, and put a slit on each side of the can and run a belt through it so I can belt it on. And then you just put the can over your junk.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've kind of folded the edges out so it don't cut you up. But, right. it's, you know, it's
how
a
long
can.
Was the can?
And it was a short boy.
It wasn't a tall boy.
Yeah. But, you know, the can won't fit every fucking thing.
Foster's oil can, 25 ounces.
So you got a can over your dork, but your balls are hanging down below.
I'd be scared if I cut myself.
So I come out of the bathroom in the bikini, dancing, woo, and we got...
At the Pizza Hut?
No, in the goddamn motel. So we got like six dudes in one room, because we're all in one room drinking. And one of the guys, two of the guys, one of them we called Rambo, and the other one was Shit Tooth the Dynamite Cop. That's what we called him. But anyway, so I'm out there dancing, and my buddy, the fucking gorilla, he pushes me outside the fucking the motel room. And I'm standing out there right out front,
I just see
right by where the
right
vehicles
now.
Are. And I look over, and there's goddamn Pizza Hut and a family of four just sitting there staring at me. I didn't know what to do. So I immediately ran and jumped over the, you know, climbed over the side of my pickup and got in the bed of the truck
goddamn
and just
Spider-Man.
Laid down flat because what else could I do, man? There was no getting away. And I'm like, I'm screaming, God damn it, let me in. Bring me some clothes. Finally, they come out with a goddamn towel and throw it over me. I'm like, you cocksuckers, we're going to get us killed. Fuck it. And,
get your ass in and, jail for
and someone still has a grainy fucking cell phone picture of the beer-kini.
The famous beer-kini.
The beer-kini, man. Let me tell you.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. When I looked over at that Pizza Hut and see a family sitting there looking out the fucking window, I thought, God damn, this is where I go to jail. And I mean, it was sobering. I dove over the side of that fucking pickup. And, yeah, it's a wonder I didn't cut my junk all the fuck up. So I'm laying there with a beer can over my dick and my balls hanging below with a belt on and a fucking loose bikini top on. And it's not a good look, dude. At that point, I was about 300 pounds, about 300, 315. It wasn't very long after sure my divorce. Hot. Oh, my God. You know that horrified the motherfuckers. You know, they thought, God damn.
You probably turned a couple kids gay.
Well, it's dove season. I can tell that right now. Every year, God damn it. Like, I'm thinking it's all original. No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Children, what do we say to drugs?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I got one more thing. Bob, do you have something you want to talk about?
Oh, whenever.
But. Okay. Go ahead and we'll talk about mine. I got it in my head. Go ahead.
All right. So, shout out to the OU softball team.
Yes.
Won the national championship
last
night.
About that.
It was
thick
a rout.
Ass girls. Mm.
Oh, they're cute.
Oh, yeah.
A little older than 16, but they're still all right.
Right.
She was only 18.
All right, so.
And strong enough to literally bust a watermelon with their thighs.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay, so, you know, we
grew. I don't know why that's a thing, but it is.
Is that kind of hot?
You ever seen that? You know, the girls trying to bust a watermelon with their thighs?
No, I didn't know it was a thing.
It's harder than what you would think it is to crush a watermelon just using your thighs. Sitting down and crush a watermelon. You think, well, I can do that. Try it. You'd be surprised how many girls can't do it. That softball team, every one of them.
Yeah.
You know damn well. We're all thinking about it, picturing it now.
We had a
sobering thought real quick. But yeah, no. Those girls are badass. They
really are.
Well, good for them. Okay, so they took the championship.
Yep, national title.
Now, when was the last time they took the championship?
Last year.
Oh, man, 2 years in a row. Sweet.
Man.
Yeah.
They
ended up playing Texas for the title game, which makes it even more sweet.
Have y'all seen that? A guy at work told me the other day, and he showed me a picture of her. The girl from Oklahoma that noodles.
Oh, there's several girls, and a lot of the girls that noodle. Yeah,
this one, he was like, "Yeah, I'm friends with her," and I was like, "Good lord, I mean, dude, she looks like she's like looks like she works out like every day of the week. She's all muscly, and she's like bringing these big ass catfish."
Yeah,
in. It's made me think of that because you said how women are trying to squeeze watermelons. Well, they're pulling big-ass fish out of a hole. I didn't know women did that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's interesting.
Goddamn earthy girls.
They're not in my circle.
They're not mine either, although I do like an earthy outdoor girl, a girl that ain't afraid of, ew, a bug, you know, outside. Man, a girl that likes to camp and shit like that.
One that reminds you of Holly from Land of the Lost.
Right, with her braids. She's only 55 billion years old. Yeah. Yeah.
Annie, she loves camping. She does not do spiders or anything else.
Well, yeah, snakes, spiders I can see in snakes. But
anything else but spiders scare the shit out of her.
Well, I'll tell you, man. Yeah, I like it. I like an earthy girl, as you can probably tell.
Oh, I already know that. Yeah.
You know,
if you were walking in the woods and saw some little cabin up in a tree and some girl, hey, you'd go live there.
Let me tell you what. I'm not a good tree climber, but I'd find a goddamn way to get up there.
That's like, what was that movie? Without a Paddle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those two girls they found in the trees?
Yeah, hairy legs and shit. You know,
that would be you.
You know, the only problem is, you know, like a nice earthy outdoor girl, hiking boots and stuff, you know, cargo shorts, not afraid to get her hands dirty. The only problem is you pretty much forget about oral sex during most of that trip. You don't want to go down on that. you don't want her down on you either, man. It's like,
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, you wouldn't care. She went down on you. It's like, ooh, damn you musky girl, but I'm a trooper. I'm going to power through it.
I'm going to go get another beer while you'll talk for a minute.
All right.
It's been my third
one. It's not beer.
Okay, cider, whatever. It has the same effect.
One is made up from apples.
I know, but still, it's like I don't know. Yeah, I guess if I'm going to get a drink of rum and Coke.
Another adult beverage.
Adult beverage.
There you go. Okay, what's the alcohol tint? I'm going to look at your can.
I think it's 5 or 6%.
I'm going to look at your can. Yep, 5%.
And
it's traditional English hard cider.
And that size can would cover your junk quite well, Jason.
Oh, shit, that'd cover three of my dick. That tall boy right there. Shit. I couldn't reach half that goddamn can.
Okay, so, you know, we grew up in the computer age.
Right.
And, you know, my first personal experience with computers was they just came out with the Pentium chips back in, like, 95.
Yeah.
And back then, a 1 gig hard drive was running at about $350.
Right.
1 gig.
Yeah.
How much do you think a 16 terabyte hard drive costs today?
I have no idea.
Okay, how much was it for 1 gig?
About 300.
359.
Yeah. 16 gig terabyte?
16 terabyte.
Oh, I'm sorry, 16 terabyte.
Gig big terabyte.
Yeah.
Have another cider, Brian.
Yeah. I'm going to say 150.
$300.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, yeah, because of 16 terabytes.
But that's, you know, that's
so 16,000 times as much storage for less money.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
I just don't get it. Computers, to me, at this point in time,
they've surpassed us by far.
It's like phones. I don't need to upgrade my phone on a regular basis because it does exactly what I need it to do. I'm not looking for the next new thing. By the time that I could stream HD porn on a mobile device that was handheld, I didn't need technology to go any further.
That was the first time. That's probably the first time in my life that I've realized I don't need another phone. I can hold on this phone for a long time.
Yeah. The problem is that apps get bigger and programs get bigger, and pretty soon it starts outpacing. You remember the big debacle with Apple where they were slowing down?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's horseshit.
It is.
I mean, I don't need another phone either.
Well, my thing is with them is like, look, okay, we're going to allow it to update to this phone, which all the way down to a 6, and that's pretty impressive to go that many years back.
Right.
And the new software would work, but then to slow it down a little bit in order to make things work right.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
No. Fuck all that, man.
Hey, you know, speaking of the internet, let's go ahead and talk about this for a second. When we were talking earlier, me and Bob were talking about the metaverse.
Right.
We were actually considering.
Okay. I don't know enough about the metaverse. Let me ask some stupid questions. Is there only one metaverse or are there multiple metaverses?
I don't know. As far as I know, it's one big world.
Yeah.
And I read that you can buy land. So we were talking about possibly buying land and building at the bar.
Building a bar in the metaverse.
Building a bar in the metaverse. And we show up and we do our show inside there live.
The only problem is now we're making purchases when what we're doing right now is, for the most part, free. And we're lost in a sea of other podcasters, everything else. What makes you think you're going to get found any easier in this infinite metaverse
that continues to grow?
I
think it's just for the fun of it. Now, one thing about it, though, is like, you know, the metaverse part, it won't be recorded, but it will be recorded on YouTube, and it's always there. Well, yeah. I just thought it'd be fun because we could do a lot of stupid shit that would probably be even more interesting. I mean, you could have a mohawk. I could have green hair.
You know it's going to turn into a gay bar. Immediately.
You know what? And that would make it more fun.
Would make it hilarious.
Jason!
And we could let 16-year-old girls in.
Right? They'd be safe.
Yeah. It's only 16 to drink here.
That's right. Welcome to the metaverse. It's just me in there spanking it 24/7.
But I was telling Bob.
Yeah, but what can you do in there? What can they see? I mean, well, you've got some kind of avatar.
Well, I guess. Well, here's the way I picture it. I picture it that we would, you know, buy the land and then you put the bar in there and there's tables, but it's going to allow people to come in. But we have a certain table that only we're allowed to sit at. And every Friday when we sit down, we just do that show.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And we're done and we're out. Well, people can go in and out of that bar all at once. Well, but people are there. No, there's three guys that are sitting there doing a live show and it's broadcasting to their thing. Now, the only thing I really see happening is we'll probably get in a lot of trouble.
How?
Well, because remember the guy groped the girl and all the shit went wrong on the metaverse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine the two of you?
Well, the problem is you don't know the age of the person that's in the metaverse.
That's
in
another problem too. Yeah,
so I'm going to be in here spouting off my ridiculous.
But we would have to state you have to be this age to get in.
Sure, but yeah,
I mean, how do we talk about your beer can bikini?
Well, yeah, but sitting here with my foul mouth, I mean, come on, you don't want some 9-year-old kid in there taking directions. We're all talking about
if I'm not mistaken,
16-year-old poon.
I would think by now with the metaverse, they've got to have it to where. Your software knows your age.
Shit.
If you go to enter that building, the software will not let you in. Now, that's only with parents that are actually paying attention to their kids.
Yeah, you know, there has to be some level of responsibility on the parents and things like that. But, yeah, we'd have to put a disclaimer on there. But otherwise,
that be interesting? I mean,
it would be, but what kind of money does that cost, though?
I don't know. God, Bob was looking up I think the Oculus can run without a computer, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Really? We need a fucking... We're going to have us a retirement home in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Just laying in a bed in some nursing home with you know.
Well, the cool thing about
virtual
it is
reality goggles on.
We could be in the bar and then apparently Bob was reading earlier that you can go anywhere in the world. So Bob's like, hey, we're at Hedo, you know, and we're sitting there talking, carrying on people with their avatars. I don't know if they're nagging or not. But anyways, just walking around. We can go to Japan. We can go here. We can go there. I think it would be kind of a step to be kind of interesting.
Right.
But I'm going to have to do a lot of research to find out if it's
feasible. God, this has got to be like the Wild West, man. You know, if you can grope somebody. I ain't groped on the metaverse.
Yeah, this is like Pakistan in the 70s.
Yeah, let me tell you what, man. Because I'm going to do some funky shit.
If I can research and then I can find out. Because my goal is, what I want to do is like basically, like when we have our things on our head, when you're looking at Bob or you're looking at me, you're actually seeing, you know, the background, all the images, everything that we've developed inside of it.
Right.
But in order for people to understand it, we can't be looking straight out of someone else's eyes. We're going to have a zoom back camera that shows us just sitting there talking and people coming in and out and things going on.
Right.
And then you can bring up fire or you can throw something from the internet on. I'm sure there's a lot you can do.
And our first visitor, Spicoli.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey man, y'all in the metaverse?
I don't know why, Bob, but every time I hear Spicoli, that guy from there, I think of Dan.
Yeah.
I could think he could look like Dan. That's who I would think that would be.
Yeah, we could make that happen.
Yeah. But anyway, so Dan is a guy from back in the IRC days. But anyways, I think that would be something we could kind of maybe look into. It might not be feasible or not, but I'm going to look into it, research it, figure it out to see if it's even possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd just be a next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, I mean, I've enjoyed, we've been doing this, God, man, we're going on 2 years.
I know.
No, we barely over a year.
No, dude, we're a year and 6 months almost.
No.
July or August will be a year and 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We started in February 21.
Well, yeah, but that was just us sitting on the Zoom call together.
Doesn't matter. We started. Yeah. And look how far we've become. We've grown up so much.
Yeah. And our and our listener base has grown exponentially.
Yes.
1 + 1 = 2. That's exponential.
You know, I looked the other day. We're doing pretty good on just podcast.
Okay.
Our numbers are up there. YouTube's kind of like, you know, because it's a plethora.
I haven't looked at the podcast numbers, but yeah.
Now, but no, if I can figure out the metaverse, I will advertise the fuck out of that. We will get people in there, and I will have titties all over Bob's face and all over your face.
I don't know, man. That's not as exciting as real titties all over
Point is, it's happening. We're in the future.
Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, on the way down, like I said, I was like, oh, my God, we're the new millennium, you know, cable access channel. But yeah. I was thinking, man, it'd be great to do a show at the bar, you know, actually at the bar, but it's too noisy. There's too many people walking around that, you know, you can't. You just can't.
Yeah, you sound like Al Ash back at some place trying to broadcast a sports commentary.
Right. Honestly, if we could find a bar that would allow us to do it, we can control the background noise. And you know what's interesting? All we have to bring is this and the mics, and we're done.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the bamboo would let us do it, but it couldn't be during its busiest time. You wouldn't want to do it on a Friday damn night.
Yeah.
You know, late when it's, you know, packed, there's no chairs, nothing. I mean,
it would be. There's going to be some drunk ass.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know, it'd have to be earlier, you know, in the day or something. Well, no, we could even do a Saturday or Sunday earlier in the day or something like that.
Or actually, dude, in the middle of the crowd, I don't really care about that. It's just my only thing is the guys that want to be dicks. Oh, if you think you're fucking special.
No, they wouldn't do that because, you know, it's all regulars and shit like that.
No, okay, yeah, that's
true.
There'd
be some people that are probably curious.
Bob, would you be willing to do a show out of the bamboo?
Yeah.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We just have to bring these two, this, and three mics, and we're done.
We can invite...
Is there Wi-Fi in there?
Yeah, but it's fucking... I'm sure it's slow as fuck.
I can share on mine. I've got 100 gigs of data or whatever.
Yeah, they do have Wi-Fi, though. You know, they have a hotspot, and... But yeah, I mean,
it wouldn't take a whole lot. Just got to put the things in, clamp them to, because they already got tables. We just clamp them, run the mics, get a power cord, and we're
absolutely
up and running.
Absolutely,
that'd be pretty interesting to try for the hell of it.
We could set up right by the stage where there's permanent power up there, you know, for everything for the KJ's booth.
Yeah,
and all.
Yeah, yeah.
You ought to see his fucking setup.
Who's that?
DJ Ken.
DJ Ken.
Oh well, he weighs. DJ Ken is a big
old boy. I mean, he's got the shit.
Holy shit, he can control the whole thing from his iPad, and the controls actually move on the equipment and stuff when he's over, you know, he's sitting at the bar doing his thing, but he still has a person back behind there, but his sound, his lights, everything, he's got a dedicated setup
there.
You ought to see.
I need to come by and check
DJ Ken's setup. DJ Ken is cooler than the other side of the fucking
pillow. Well, Saturday night I might be heading out and going home. We might stop by for a little bit.
You know what? Well, holler at me, man, because I'll tell you what, you'd like DJ Ken.
Okay, I'd like to meet him.
He is cool, and he's technologically up on this shit. Like I said, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's a real big boy. Large and in charge, man.
Large and in charge.
I'm telling you, I love me some DJ Ken.
You know, tomorrow afternoon, pro wrestling.
Oh, no.
Is that starting up again?
I think my one time was enough.
Bob really likes it.
We should go.
It's interesting. Fuck. Annie was really turned on by the guy with no teeth, licking his lips at her and his tongue.
Well, he lost his title, and now he's battling back.
Oh, wow. That wasn't planned, was it?
No. Not at all.
Bob, what's the odds that you think we could get over it down the road?
At Hudson's?
At Hudson's.
Probably not.
You don't think they'd allow it?
Little to none.
You got pull there. Come on. Ask.
Being a chain bar.
Fuck them.
Yeah, we might have to sign something. I don't want to sign something.
Yeah.
You promise. You won't
One of the bartenders there, he's actually filmed some stuff there for a movie.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's a bartender there. He's worked for him for years.
I'd like to do it just so he's
We could
times
damn well do
out.
It at the Boo.
Yeah, damn well, yeah.
Okay. Everybody knows me there.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know you still. The old timers do.
Yeah.
Nobody knows me.
The goddamn owner knows you.
That's true.
Who's ever going to forget the shit shirt?
And let me tell you what, I'm sure Randy would love to. You couldn't get him to be part of it, though, but, you know, because he'd be like, no, thank you, sir.
Dude, I would love to try that, and it wouldn't take a whole lot to make it
happen. It would be hilarious, and we could do that.
I mean, we wouldn't have any sound effects. Well, I'd have sound effects here I could preload.
Yeah.
But otherwise than that, it'd just be basically us, and it would be a true bar atmosphere.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Bob?
It'd be funny. We ought to talk more about it, man, and plan it out.
Let's plan it out.
Yeah.
Let's think about that because I know we can set up a time and things like that until, you know, right?
But first, I've got a pet peeve.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here we go.
There's this little place that I've heard of for years.
Okay.
It's out west on I-40. It's called the Jigs Smokehouse. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
They have a ham sandwich that looks like a mountain of meat between two slabs of bread. It is awesome.
Got a picture of it?
Yeah, I can pull one up. But all here's right. my problem. They are open from 11 to 6 p.m., 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday through Friday. That's it.
They make that much money.
That's all the hours that they're open.
More of a labor of love probably for them.
Well, I just think they're bitches for only being open.
11 to 6.
11 to 6. I can't even, you know, take off work and drive an hour and get out there before they close.
Damn.
You know, I've been asking, how do you take off work with what you do? Do you have, like, time occurred? Or no, you're just straightforward, right? You're not like, with a, you're...
I just take off whenever I need to.
Okay. But you don't build up sick time and all that crap with it because you're...
No, he's independent.
Yeah, you're independent, yeah. Okay. Good God.
Okay, you see that thing?
All right, folks, it's called Jigs Smokehouse.
It's in Clinton, Oklahoma.
.com, Clinton, Oklahoma. That's a big-ass sandwich.
Wow.
I couldn't eat all that.
I want to try.
And we should go there.
That whole thing's cost like $12.
The pig sickle. The triple pig sickle. The sausage surprise. That sounds like a porn.
Right? Now see, here's another cool
Bing
thing.
Bing bong. Uber Eats.
We
what
do
is
stuff
it? The
like
sausage
this.
Surprise.
What? Well, I'm sorry. We could actually do stuff like this and go out. And I mean, I don't know if you guys would be interested.
Yeah. Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well,
yeah.
We take a day off work and we figure it out.
Fuck them. I'm not taking a day off work.
Now, here's the beauty. See this right here? This allows us to do live recordings anywhere.
Right.
The same software, but allows us to do it. But if we wanted to go somewhere like that without hauling a bunch of equipment, they've got a little mic you can hook up and go from there, and it would work.
Let's see. All the smoked meats we could whoop up.
Smoked ham.
Beef summer sausage and pork link sausage. Wow. And then the woolly burgers, mayo, chow chow, cheddar. God damn, I'm getting hungry now.
31 ounces of hickory smoked ham and 7 slices of beef summer sausage.
That's 2 pounds total of fun, it says.
Woolly
burger. You know what?
And for $12.
No shit, I'd try that.
Yeah, if you could get out there when they're open.
Well, God damn, Clinton's not that far. The dual cities of Clinton Hinton. We're going out to see Jackal.
You would have to take a day off.
No, we're going on a Saturday. They're not open on Saturday.
Right.
But That's weird. Why would you not be open on a Saturday?
Exactly. They're not open on Saturday. They're not open on Sunday. They're not open on like for late Friday night. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. four days a week.
Does it have anything on there about us or, you know, their story or anything like that?
Probably. About.
There you go.
Yeah, they started in the 70s.
What? First, turkey and egg farms. No dining area. Retail whole turkey, turkey roll, and egg store. 78. Purchased the business from second wife's Uncle Jigs. 78. Wow.
Yeah.
Says, after 23 years, George hung up his apron and became a full-time retiree. You can still find George and current wife, Virginia, dining in Jigs a couple days a week on the paying side of the counter where they earned the right to be. In the year 2000, his youngest son, Lynn, and his wife, Becky, bought the business along with their 3 children, and their adopted work family continued to blah, blah, blah. Maybe he's got a day job. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But yeah, those are some weird-ass hours. Maybe they don't work that hard.
They don't care.
They might not.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to know what you know about buzzard bees.
About what?
Buzzard bees.
Nothing.
They eat meat.
Okay.
They eat decomposed carcasses.
Right.
And they excrete.
Like a lot of wasps and things like that.
So they excrete some type of honey, but it's a meat-based honey.
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. I just figured with your extensive knowledge of bees that this may have been something that you had ran across.
I don't know nothing about buzzard bees, but I'm very interested to learn. But I don't think I want any kind of meat-based honey. Oh, vulture bee.
A vulture bee. I'm sorry. Did I say
carrion bees? They're closely related to the South American stingless bee, which I do know about.
Okay.
Feed on rotting meat. They produce a honey-like substance, which is not derived from nectar, but from protein-rich secretions of the bee's hypopharyngeal glands, derived from the bee's diet. I am interested. I don't think you'd want to eat it. Wow. They're like much like maggots. They're placed into pot-like containers, which the stingless bee has. If you've ever seen a stingless beehive, it's really cool looking. And that is honey, and it's very expensive because it's considered medicinal. Until it's time to feed the immature bees, it replaces the role of pollen in the bee's diet. So they lack adaptations for carrying pollen and pollen stores. Though they do also store honey, the flavor of this honey-resembling substance is described as intense, smoky, or salty, or uniquely sweet. So basically, you're getting a honey-like substance. It's protein, whereas honey is pure carbohydrate.
Right.
But it's from rotting meat.
Right.
So it's like eating the secretions from maggots. If maggots were to store.
Right.
That's disgusting. I'm not eating it. Man. Vulture bee honey. Did you hear about this?
I just ran across it a few weeks ago, and I've been meaning to ask you about it.
Man, this is a good question. Can you eat vulture? Ugh.
Oh.
Nasty looking little motherfucker, isn't it? Man. Says you wouldn't want to eat it. It's one of the most gooey and thick forms of honey in the world and isn't too sweet either. In fact, it's rather unsweet to human taste buds. Wow. Vulture bees struggle to produce enough for themselves, let alone the rest of them. So collecting it's not only hard but also impractical, and it doesn't taste good because our tummies don't agree with the animal proteins in their version of honey. Wow. That's just disgusting. It's like saying, man, there's this weird milky liquidy substance in this big old nest of cockroaches. Is that cockroach honey? Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm sure there's somebody that eats it. Man.
All right. Hey, Bob, I got a question for you.
Okay.
It's Brittany, bitch.
What was up with that, her new video?
I have no idea.
Did you watch it, Jason?
No, I have not seen it. Oh, no, wait. Was that the one that was sent? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I saw her where she's all
dancing and different
trying to show off, bikinis.
She did that exact same video with like 8 different outfits.
Yeah, she's like very excited with herself.
I know, and it's
she looks good for her age. Don't get me wrong. She looks great.
But you know what? It's just, to me, it's just weird. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think she's good looking.
Oh, yeah, she's cute.
She's got a body on her and all that. But after a while, it's just kind of like, okay, what are you doing?
I've seen it.
We haven't seen her totally naked.
I know, but I'm saying.
I know. It's like you were talking the other weekend. It's like, oh, I don't know what that looks like, whatever. But still, the point is, it's like, you get in front of that camera. And
she's, I don't care how many different bikinis she's trying on.
Yeah, it's just like, what's the big deal?
And then if she was to strip off buck naked, I'd be like, okay, now I've seen it, and then I wouldn't care anymore.
Yeah, I know, and that's probably why she's right.
At least something to be imagined or desired.
The girl has so much money, but she's still, instead of doing something more, I guess, good, inspirational, something positive.
Something more like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's just acting like a whore on camera, and everybody's proud of her.
Man, I don't know. There ain't nothing, what can you say about somebody's mind, you know? Fame and money, it's a bitch, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's like the other day, who sent it to me? I think the wife sent it to me, or I saw it or something.
She's addicted to that adoration and publicity. Yeah. And plus, she's been chained up pretty much, you know?
I was, I forgot what I was watching. I think it was NBC and MSNBC or something. And this mom, and beautiful lady, she was talking about how she gets up in the morning, she takes care of her kids, she makes her husband, make sure the kids got lunch, everybody's breakfast, they're on their way. And the whole newscast made fun of her, saying, who does that?
And that's her deal, man. If she likes it, you can't shit on her for it.
Then they're like, this isn't the 1950s. And the lady was making fun of her, saying how stupid she was for getting up and taking care of her family.
Well, that's bullshit. And if that's her deal, that's fine. You know, but if she would have said, I get up in the morning, so does my husband. We both get ready. We both together get the kids ready, get them off to school, and then we both go to our careers and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And no one would have batted an eye.
But
there's nothing. Exactly. But there's nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home mom. And I'll tell you something. That's a rough ass job.
Yes, it is. And even
because
even
it doesn't have definable hours.
Brittany's doing whatever she wants to do. That's more like it. And I'm like, you're comparing this to Brittany, a good mom that's taking care of her kids and being good to her husband compared to some girl who wants to show off her shit? And you're saying that's better than this?
No, I mean, I don't.
What the fuck is the news doing?
Right, man. I mean, you know, yeah, you can't shit on somebody for being wanting to be a stay-at-home mom or,
no, you can't,
or a stay-at-home
dad. They're trying to.
Right?
It's just crazy.
Man, look at Linda Carter right there on that entertainment thing. How good she looks for her age.
Yeah,
that she's a pretty woman. You know who Linda Carter is?
The original Wonder Woman
back in the 70s. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah, okay.
And then no, that was Dixie Carter. Never mind.
Dixie Carter, get the fuck out of here.
She had that show, Designing Women.
Yeah, Linda Carter. Man, she really does look very nice for her age. I shouldn't even say for her age. She's just a pretty woman. She just really is.
Matthew McConaughey for president.
Oh, my God.
I don't see it.
You know, half this new shit, this is on Yahoo, and you know, but they're listing other sites. You can go to, half of it's bullshit. You may actually see some real news on Yahoo, the first few stories, and then the farther down you scroll, the more ridiculous it fucking gets.
Yeah. Ad.
Yeah.
And people fall for it every time.
Texas pastor calls for gay people to be shot in the head. Probably not bullshit, though.
No, that's true. It's true story, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God, man, what an asshole.
Yeah.
Man.
You know. I will mention, we might have talked about this before, but I met one person that is she's gay, and she was cooler than shit because me and her actually had a true conversation about the Oklahoma Pride Parade.
Right.
She quit going for many years.
Right.
And I asked her why. I said, why'd you quit going? She goes, that's not what we're about.
Yeah.
She goes, they got where it was dildos, people humping cars.
Absolutely.
People doing shit. And she goes,
it gets raunchy.
She goes, that's not what it's about. And I said, I would see it more as you holding your flag, holding hands, you're proud, you know, you're having your floats.
You would think.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be
about.
You
would think, but it gets raunchy. It gets an excuse for just nothing but degeneracy. And, you know, how can you be taken serious if you're just out there with fucking dildos swinging around and all that stuff? We're gay.
And Bob showed up and had a parade and we're slinging dick everywhere.
Heterosexual pride. And I'm out there swinging a pocket pussy around on a rope.
We would go to jail.
Right.
One guy that I'll never forget, I thought it was kind of funny because he really tagged the woman on it. He walked up to this lady and he's like, hey, can I ask you a question? She's like, why is your kid here? Yeah. And she goes, because I want them to understand their culture. I want her to know. And he goes, I get that. He said, but a guy just walked by with a hanging dildo.
Yeah.
She goes, well, that's just their culture. And he goes,
yeah, that's not just their culture.
He said, a minute before that, I watched a guy walking by with a swinging dick.
Yeah.
Went 2 inches from your daughter's nose.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the way they are. And he goes, child abuse. She goes, fuck you.
I got to tell you, man, I don't know, man. You know, the thing is I understand the whole idea behind the gay pride parade. But it does get raunchy, and it gets ridiculous.
And there's no sense.
And it's literally, I think they've lost sight.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, there's nothing wrong with being proud. We're gay. We don't have to be closeted anymore. You know, it's a new day for us.
Yeah.
And what am I looking at right there, Bob?
This is the new plus-size model that is posing like some other model. Hillary Duff.
Oh, Hillary Duff, yeah.
Oh, there's Hillary Duff's ass, which I ain't too impressed. I would plow that other one's clock, right, man, or plower field. I can't even talk. Come on, you can't tell me you don't like those curves.
But you know what we were talking about a second ago. To me, if you're going to have
listening, Brian.
Yeah, I know. If you're going to have that kind of parade, have a parade that's called the sexual parade.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody can join in.
You know what? It's gay pride is not just about raunchy sex and you know, we get it. Man on man, woman on woman, whatever, you know, they on them, whoever the fuck it is, or whatever your pronoun or anything else. I get it, but that's what you're going to make the parade about. Not about the struggle you've been through. Not about how you know, men were once imprisoned if they were in the military and caught being gay. Not about people being killed for being gay. Not about women that couldn't come out literally for forever. They lived their whole life in silence.
Yes.
Many of them married and hating their lives. They don't make it anything about that.
No, they don't.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are some organizations and celebrations that do make it about that. But
well,
yeah,
that's how Oklahoma City. Like I said, she quit going for a while.
Oklahoma City's gay pride parade can get raunchy.
Yeah, I'm sure it can.
You know what?
I mean, she's good looking, Bob.
Of course, St. Patrick's Day. You know, I'm telling you, I would bend her over. Oh, she is cute.
Yeah, she's pretty. You know, I remember years ago when I was a kid, and I'll never forget this. I don't know what year it said it was, but it was in an Acquire magazine. You know, everything in the Acquire is real, right?
You're right.
But I'll never forget it said, in the future, big women will be accepted and thin women will be looked down upon.
Well, it's all cyclic, man. I mean, it was weird, different eras in time. Because
the Rubenesque period.
Absolutely. So taste change over time and things like that.
Well, back in the day, if you were a big guy, that meant that you could afford to feed yourself and you weren't starving to death. Yeah. And women were attracted to that.
Look at the girls in Playboy magazines in the 60s.
Yeah.
Look at the titties on some of them girls. Well, look.
I screwed that up. Okay. Well, look like right now, whenever, remember how it used to be all the jocks and this and that back in the 80s and all that. Uh-huh. But as we grew into the 90s and the 2000s.
Now we're women, dad bods.
Well, yeah. But women are jumping on guys that are in technology.
Absolutely. Body positivity has come a long ways. Yes. And I'll tell you something. You know what else is coming back?
What?
Pubes, kids. Pubes.
Oh, I can't get on board.
Oh, that's a shame, Bob.
I mean, I
being like, the wild animal you are, you think you'd like some pheromones out. Man, oh my God. Got to have some pubes.
As long as I don't want her
to look like she's an 11-year-old goddamn child.
Well,
I mean,
as long as it's not like, you know.
Well, I didn't say you'd have to hack through it like it's deepest, darkest Africa, well, like we lost Dr. Livingston.
I was traumatized.
As long as I don't go run 2 miles and then come back.
Well, goddamn, yeah, nobody. I don't care if she's fully shaved. I don't want her to run 2 miles and me bury my nose in her slit. Okay. Fuck that. But yeah, I think a vagina looks better with some pubes. That's just me.
No, I know
some girls are so averse to it because that's what they, you know, what culture has taught us. Oh my God, you're gonna clean? No, you fucking don't, man.
I was traumatized.
You're scared by a giant hairy pussy or something.
Did you see your grandma's?
No.
Oh, okay. Your mom's.
Almost.
Oh.
You know what?
Oh, I think I know this story.
There was a time that we, when I lived in Houston,
right?
We invited mom down, some other people. We were having a weekend.
Right.
Headed out to the hot tub one night. Mom comes out in her swimsuit. Looks like Granddaddy Longlegs is trying to climb out the side of her swimsuit.
Ah.
Well, first of all, that is traumatic because it's your mom.
Yeah.
It's your mom. Luckily, I haven't had to experience that with my mom, thank God. And if I did, I would probably be traumatized by it. There's bound to be something that has influenced me for liking pubes the way that I do from the fucking 70s or 80s.
Well, but, you like the natural.
But I don't like hairy legs.
Do you buy Sasquatch soap?
No.
You talking about Dr. Squatch?
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah. I bought some of that. It's actually pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It better be for, what, $12 a bar?
No, it's like $5 something a bar.
So I'll tell you, hairy legs is not my jam.
Not mine either, no.
Dude, I get like a 24-pack of Dial at Sam's. That lasts me like two years.
It's all natural soap.
And what is this text I just
got? I'm starting to realize that a lot of shit we put in our hair and on our body is kind of funky.
A friend just sent me a message that said, I got a pound of hooker and a couple cocaines if you decide to have a party.
Holy shit.
That was random.
A pound of hooker.
A pound of hooker and a couple of cocaines.
How about a pound of cocaine and a couple of hookers?
Well, yeah, that was the point, man. Yeah. He sounds like
a hell of a party there.
Yeah.
All right. So how have y'all enjoyed this rain we've been having the last week or
bullshit.
Two?
I did not even wake up for that storm. And I get up.
You didn't wake up on that?
No, I never even woke up. I got up, let the dogs out. And I was like, God damn, it rained. And it blew dumpsters over. There was like mud down the street from this big toad strangler.
My whole backyard was flooded.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I went to work. And
I was going to start planting some rice.
Right.
You know, Taylor has filled in here a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor, he, we stopped talking to him. I said, hey, what do you think of that storm? He goes, what storm? And I got the storm last night. He goes, dude, I slept right through it. I said, did you really? He goes, dude. And he said, I sleep through anything. He said, I once woke up, went and ate cereal, apparently, ate a bunch of food, went and laid back down, went to sleep, and woke up and couldn't figure out why the hell I was full.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't wake up for anything. I said, well, dude, it was bad. 23rd Street was flooded. They had all kinds of cars out there. We were having to go through it. At one point, I almost turned around because I didn't think my car was going to be able to go through it.
Man, I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
And I got up at about 6.
It was bad.
Yeah. So, that was
bizarre. It was just dark all day long.
Man.
And then about 2 p.m., it hit 90 degrees, so we were, you know, just swampy.
Yeah, steamed like lobsters.
All right.
Bizarre.
What's this up here? This lady's talking about her strip-down shoot.
Oh, I don't know. It's just rolling.
She says something about something. Okay.
Is it me, or did her feet look huge?
She's a plus-size fashion blogger and author.
Hey, are you into toes?
No, not
into toes?
Not as a rule. Who doesn't like, you know, pretty feet, yeah, you know, on a woman? You know, I mean, yeah, you know, and they, you know, they've had a pedicure and it looks nice and all that stuff and cute shoes and all that, but not as a sexual thing as an, oh my God, I want to fuck you because your toes look cute.
Okay. You know, well, I'll get Bob. Here's a funny thing that kind of shows you how we are as men. Oh, there she is. Oh, you missed it. Anyways, my wife hates feet.
Yeah.
She can't stand them.
Right.
Now I'm always giving her shit about her feet.
Right, just
because she says no.
Girl, let me suck them toes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever do it, but now I'm just kind of like looking at him going, hey.
You've never sucked on a toe?
No. Oh, man. Dude, I would get punched in the fucking mouth.
Really?
Yes, she ain't having that.
No, more than one girl, and I swear to God, I don't have a foot fetish.
Really?
And sometimes, you know, you get in a moment. Yeah, there's a lot of suckable parts on a girl.
You can't do that, and you can't kiss her neck.
Okay, really?
Oh, it drives her. She can't.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Yeah, neck's like, stop. It makes her feel weird.
She's out.
Yeah. I don't know what
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, wait, she's out after she's our designated driver.
Right.
The casino.
After she's our day.
Yeah, stop being a perv, Brian. Yeah. That's what we're siding with her.
We're siding with her right now.
Until after July 30th.
Yeah. All right, so I thought about this a while back, but how do you know what you like and what you don't? How do you know what does it for you? I mean, you know, like the toe thing. How do you know if it does it for you until you actually do it?
Well, that's it. You know, try different things, but you know how you know if something's visual and it's appealing to you, right, you know it as soon as you see it. So if looking at a girl's feet, you think, God, that's kind of hot and that kind of excites me, you would know.
Okay,
but same thing as if you saw a girl with fucking pubes.
But usually,
you know?
In those scenarios, you have to run across it randomly, or you end up with somebody that's kind of a freak and they're just into some shit, and you're like, oh, I didn't even know I liked that.
That's usually how it ends up.
But
for
what
me.
What if they had like a 2-hour video on 1,000 different things that could possibly do it for you? That way, you know, you can at least...
Anything out there, if you can imagine, yeah, that there is a sexual fetish for it.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's probably a sexual fetish for unibrows. I don't fucking know.
Dude, Bob, look it up. I bet you anything there was a sexual fantasy for unibrows.
There is for freckles. I got to tell you, I got a fucking thing freckles. For freckles. Yeah. Gosh.
Annie's got her freckles all on her cheeks. It looks adorable.
God, why are we so sick?
It's hot.
But the thing is if you're in a committed relationship and where you have trust with each other, where you feel safe and you trust that person, you can say, hey, you know, I always kind of wanted to, you know, take this, you know, this fucking conditioner bottle and shove it up your cooch. Can we try that?
Adam Sandler.
Right. You know, yeah, exactly. or be like, you know, look, holy shit. Oh
my God.
Look at the unibrow on that girl. Oh my God.
Holy God. Is that Madonna's daughter?
Model says, Lords. Says, unibrow is a fetish for some men and her DMs are full. So is her goddamn anesthetician's fucking wax fucking strips.
I would have never guessed there really was a fetish for that, but I guess there is.
Oh yeah, there's a fetish for everything.
Okay, yeah, but shouldn't there be like some kind of training video?
I agree. Yeah, you watch this entire video and you kind of know what you're into. But dude, you realize how long that video would be?
Bob, you were married. You cannot tell me that you've never gone to your wife or a long-term girlfriend. Like I said, you feel trusted and secure. You know, you trust her. You felt secure, and you said, "Jesus Christ!" And you said, "Hey, I always kind of wanted to try this. Can we try this?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was your answer sometimes no or yes?
It was just something that you wanted to try and you thought...
We got all the way to the Blumpkin.
Right. He's like, you're like, look, this kind of, the idea of this turns me on. I want to try it.
Does Would a Blumpkin turn you on?
Ugh, no.
I don't know.
Because you never got there. Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, it's a no for me. Yeah, like I said, I don't want anyone in there while I'm taking a dump, let alone somebody sucking my dick.
Cut it out. Holy shit. I mean, she's pretty. But, wow.
So now I want to rub my dick on her unibrow.
All I see is Bert.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert, where do you have that wiggle? Well, you're not Bert.
Wow.
God, imagine what her vag looks like.
Let me show you what I do to a pigeon.
That's a hell of a...
I bet she's got a massive bush.
She probably does.
God, I sound sick right now.
Well, that's what you're into. You know, to me, you know, as you get older and stuff, you realize the shit you're into is not that big of a deal.
Holy shit.
God, well, dang
it. You know, a lot of look at Brooke Shields, her eyebrows back in the day. She had heavy brows. Yeah. Look at Billie Eilish. She does.
That's the first person I thought was Billie Eilish in that picture up there.
Yeah, she kind of, Jesus Christ, that's, since embracing her unibrow, she says she's attracted a lot of men.
To me, that just looks extremely Eastern European.
It does.
Including fetishists, and received a lot of dating requests.
Well, because there's people out there that have things for everything.
Before she grew it out and merely talked about the possibility, men she dated would hate the idea. But guess what? She found her audience, man.
If you met her at a bar, would you talk to her?
Yeah, I'd talk to her. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about her unibrow.
I'd talk to her.
The thing is, it's not my personal kink or fetish, but I would definitely talk to her.
I just get this picture of you going... Your dick going, yeah. Would you stop doing that?
I'd probably tell her, love the look.
Yeah, I love the look, yeah.
Because it's so unusual. That was like when me and Bob were at Hedo. There's this girl. I was at the pool bar there at the on the clothing optional side. And of course, she's not wearing a top or whatever. She came over to the bar for something, and she was standing by me, and she had her arms up. And she had hairy pits, and I was like, love your pits. And she's like, thank you. I'm all natural. And I was like,
no, she's not.
It looks great. And then she took off her fucking bottoms, and she shaved. I was like, that lying bitch.
That ain't all natural.
I should have went over there and said, you fucking dirty bastard.
How dare you
lie to me like that? You got those hairy pits. I'm thinking you're going to unleash the goddamn hounds. I'm thinking we're going on a brush hunt here, you know, for ducks or something. No.
Holy shit.
Yeah, from Dodgeball, the unibrow, the girl from the... But it's the teeth that's... I wouldn't... I mean, like I said, it's not my personal kink, but...
No.
But the thing is, I would still talk to the girl, and she's a pretty girl.
Well, dude, that's like with me, dude. I would have never thought I'd be a butt man until I met my woman.
Oh, man.
Now I'm a butt dude. Oh, I would have never thought it.
Ain't nothing like a nice, juicy ass.
I agree.
And you know, everyone's a boob man. I don't give a fuck who you are. Everyone likes...
That's what she really looks like.
What she really looks like.
Okay, what she fakely looks like. Okay.
This is what she looks like before the unibrow and after.
And she's brushing that thing up, too, man. She's not trying to groom it. She's letting it go wild.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Dude, that was like...
Brow's gone wild.
Remember that guy we talked about, Joey Cartoons? Joey, remember him? The one that does those different things that on YouTube talks about the narcissist. I can't even talk right
now. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right
now. I think it's Cartoons, I guess is the name. But anyways, he was talking about this one girl, you know, talking about people that change. This girl is beautiful. But she never felt good in her own skin.
Right.
She had her eyeballs tattooed, had her entire face tattooed, and then her hair turned black.
You know, it's kind of that hiding in plain sight thing. That's why a lot of people do that, you know, and you don't know what's going on in her fucking head.
That's irreversible.
Yeah, but in her life, you don't know what.
I'm sure something probably bad happened.
You don't know what trauma has been there. You don't know.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of things. You know, people see themselves differently than how we see them.
Yeah.
Everyone sees you differently.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if everyone saw you the same, then you're either attractive or you're not. You know?
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah, but yeah, the girl with the brow. Damn.
That was quite shocking.
You know, there was a little trend for a few years back of girls growing their pit hair out and coloring it different colors.
Really?
Yes.
I never saw that.
Oh my gosh!
Now see that I'd probably find a little more.
It's appealing. Hot. I'm not even.
Yeah,
I'm
a little more appealing.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Colored armpit hair. Let's check. Take a look at that. Let's see. There we go. Check it out. Look at the rainbow one.
Now see, that's not bad. I mean, that doesn't bother me because it's. I guess it's being creative.
Okay, so did you guys ever use band roll-on whenever you were a kid?
I remember band roll-on, but yeah, I've used roll-on before.
Did you ever roll on your underarms and you get a pit hair stuck in the roller ball?
Yeah. Yes, I've done that.
Yeah. And you got the whole damn thing hanging from your underarm and you got to pull it out.
I'm sorry, but this girl is hot. No, I'm not sorry. I think she's hot.
No.
Hers is dyed purple.
You know, one question I got to ask.
I want to rub my dick in her armpit.
How women are always changing their hair colors, like these greens and these reds, and like all these women are doing this, and I don't understand the point of it.
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I mean,
they're like, "Oh, this is hot." No, it's not a trend. There was a girl the other day that looked like fucking Hobo the Clown at Taco Bell.
Hobo the Clown.
Ho-ho the Clown.
I said Hobo the Clown, right?
No, Ho-ho.
Oh, no. Hobo, whatever. The clown.
There's a distinct difference.
She had her hair so many different colors and it was all real curly, and she was just acting like she was cream of the crop. But I was like, girl, if you only knew how awful that looked.
See, this is Hobo.
Hey, teach their own.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, right? Oh, okay. Hobo the Clown.
Okay, I thought you meant Ho-Ho.
Show me Ho-Ho.
I like the old planners from the 70s that had that, the sad clown, that's got his pants open and you got the cactus growing out. Man, I need to find one of those.
Those are funny.
Yeah, Ho-Ho the Clown.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Okay, yeah.
So he was see that puppet right there? Yeah. That goddamn sock. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That's not Lamb Chop, is it?
No, that's Sherry Lewis. So back in the day, like even before our time, Bob, Ho-Ho had a goddamn little... Boston Terrier. That was the crankiest cocksucker you ever met.
Are you serious?
My brother's like, one time Ho-Ho came to his school. My brother's 13 years older than me. He said, and he's like, can I pet your dog, Ho-Ho? And the dog's like, growling at him. He's like, I'm going to kill your fucking dog. If you have not heard the Ho-Ho the Clown theme music, if you can't remember what it sounds like.
Alexa. Play the Ho-Ho Clown theme music.
Go ahead. Clown's Theme by Odwin on Amazon.
I don't think this is it.
Alexa, stop. First of all, Ho-Ho the Clown was local to here.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Market.
Yeah, I mean, think it'd be something. Oh, here we go. Bob's got it. Well, we're not here, Bob. You want to
connect? That fucking music.
Okay, Bob, it's connected. If you want to try to connect to it, Bluetooth. Okay, we're going to try to do this real quick.
You just got to hear it real quick.
Yeah, I know.
Even if our 1.3 listeners don't get to hear
it. Is it showing up?
God damn it.
The theme music makes
sense. How'd you connect to?
I hit the Bluetooth off thing. Now my mouse isn't working. My trackpad that I purposely turned off won't work now. I'm just screwed until I remember how to.
Well, here, let me find it. I can do it.
Let me tell you.
God, Bob, you had one thing to do, Bob.
The music is horrific.
Is it really?
It's nightmare-inducing.
That's Ho-Ho the Clown?
Yep, Ho-Ho the Clown. Theme music. See, same video's got...
This week, more information about Name the Shark Contest.
Is that it?
And then no. Some interesting news. Here you go.
I remember that.
Yes.
That should be our new theme music.
Right? Listen to it. Get it, Ho-Ho. I wonder if he ever just deep-throated the fuck out of that sock puppet.
It is nice.
Hey, look what I got down here for you.
1978.
Ho-Ho's show place.
Yeah.
That's his cum sock.
Right? Exactly.
Oh, my God, that's just wrong.
Okay. Hey, I got a great story down here for you, sock puppet.
Y'all would turn
take it
bad,
take it all, puppet. You hear him down there gurgling. Yeah. Well, he's just back here dry docking the Shame. Fuck out of this puppet.
Shame.
Somewhere there's a picture of me and or not me, my sister in her Girl Scout uniform with Ho-Ho the fuck clown.
Are you serious?
He was much beloved in Oklahoma.
I heard he was. I Ho-Ho. Remember that.
Ho-Ho was a goddamn saint.
Yeah.
And me talking about him like this just shows what a sick fuck I am.
Yep. All right.
Jesus, has it been that long already?
It has been that long.
All right. Yeah.
I got a little buzz.
Yeah, take it, sock puppet. Yeah.
Go, cider boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, slide my dick on that unibrow. And in your hairy color, your hairy color pits, girl. With this sock puppet. I'm going to use this sock puppet to maspertate.
Maspertate.
All right. Hey, we had a great time this Friday. We'll see you next Friday.
Great Friday, man.
Shout out to Strongbow?
Strongbow Cider.
Strongbow Cider. Hey, and if you're one of our 0.78 listeners, then and you would like us to do a show at the bar, reach out to us, man. Let us know.
Yeah, maybe you could show up and hang out with us.
I'm talking to you, Tyler.
Yeah.
And Brad and Isaac.
And Brandy and Kevin.
There you go.
And whoever else
we can make
available.
An event of it, man.
Yeah. What do you think, Bob?
I think I need to get this damn mouse to work again.
He's still on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the database administrator.
We don't use mice in database.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He's transcended the personal computer here.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you later.
All right, everyone have a good weekend.
All right, be good.
Holy shit.
Thanks for stopping by for a drink. I hope you enjoyed hanging out. Next time, invite some friends. Like and subscribe so you won't miss out the next time we are at the bar.
Get fucked.